This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
This morning we're talking about family court and just getting to know and understand who they serve and how they work. And to give us an understanding of it, I'm joined on the line by attorney Javi Mohuba from Mohuba and Partners. Good morning and thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Hi, so it's like I can't complain. Let me greet our listeners. How are you?
We are great, thank you. We're talking about family court because in the many conversations that even you and I have had, you know, sometimes you throw in, you must approach the family court. And we thought it's coming up so often that maybe we must just try and understand who they are. So let's talk about it. Who do they serve and what assistance do they offer?
Yeah, see, it's just like a family court, right? Doesn't just serve one group, it serves the child. That's the golden thread about it. So the family court and also the children's court assist parents, guardians, and caregivers with things like contact and care disputes, guardianship applications, maintenance issues, and things like parental plans where there's an agreement on how both parents will raise a child.
So do we have any cases that can be quoted that speak of a success story where, let's say now a father, you know, legally fought for access of his child and was granted that? Are we seeing that happening?
Yes, we do. One example that comes to my mind is a matter where a father had been denied access for 2 years. The mother alleged he was uninterested, and the court looked at the child's best interest under Section 28 of the Constitution and Section 7 of the Children's Act. So the court ordered structured contact and family counseling. So today that father has regular contact and the child has both parents involved, you know. So the message from the court is just clear, if you look at that, is that a child has a right to know both parents unless there's a real risk to the child.
So and how does family court then work in terms of supporting men dealing with these types of problems?
Most of the times, it's like it looks at what's best for the child. You know, it doesn't look at mom versus dad situation.
Yeah.
So for men who have been denied access, this is how it works. Step one is the mediation step, where you can go to the family advocate's office. It is free. They help parents make a parent plan without going to war. You know, or there's step two. That's when you find your court application. If mediation fails, you bring an application in the High Court or Children's Court for a contact order. Then, of course, there will be the evidence step. The court will look at, have you been involved before? Are you paying maintenance? Is there any risk to the child? You know, so the law is very clear in Section 18 of the Children's Act. Fathers, whether married or not, who are on the birth certificate or who contribute, have rights to care and contact.
Sure. You mentioned there a question, are you paying maintenance? So even when you're being denied access, you should still be paying maintenance?
Yes. Even if you're denied access, you're paying maintenance. So but things like you wanting contact, the court will also look at your involvement in the child's life. You know, if you are paying maintenance, it shows that you want to be in that child's life.
Sure. Before our line actually cuts us off, I mean, sometimes men, you know, it's not that they don't want to be a part of the child's life, but they're not sure if the child is theirs. And therefore, they're even sometimes denied the paternity testing when they are not, you know, certain of the child's paternity. Or, you know, but what do men in these situations do to obtain testing and confirm paternity in a legal way?
This is a big one and it costs a lot of pay. And no one can force you to take a DNA test and no one can force a mother to agree, right?
But
the law gives you a route. Because if we look at Section 26 of the Children's Act, one can bring an application to court to declare paternity. You know, you'll file in the High Court or Magistrate Court.
Yeah.
The court will then order a DNA testing if it is in the best interest of that child. You know, the test is done through an accredited lab, and both parties and the child are tested.
And so do we see more men approaching family court now more than before? And what legal advice do you have for men who should be taking this issue or their issues to the family court?
Yes, 100%. And we see more fathers now standing up. You know, just like 10 to 15 years ago, it was mostly moms in court. Mm. Now we have dads coming in saying, I want to be part of my child's life.
Oh.
The court are listening,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So my legal advice for any man in this position is that, look, stay calm and stay involved, right? Keep paying maintenance if you can. Send messages, keep a record. The court asks, what have you done to be in this child's life? And they will look at things like that. Another thing is, don't retaliate. I know frustration is real, but withholding money, bad mouthing the mother or turning up uninvited can be used against you. The court calls that not acting the best interest of the child also, you know. So get legal help early, you know, go to the family advocate or legal aid if you can afford, or come see an attorney, you know, so that we can bring a parental plan proposal and show the court that you are serious and you have a plan.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, the law's position is simple. Children need both parents. The family court is there to make sure that happens safely and fairly.
Oh, thank you so much for taking time having this chat with us. How do people make contact with Muhuba and Partners?
Yes, we're situated here in Polokwane at 18 Hans van Rensburg, and our telephone number is 015-880-0550. Our email is info@muhubapartners.co.za.
Thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am.
There you have it. In the meantime, you might feel the urge to retaliate against the mother if you're being denied your child, because obviously she's using the child to hurt you, right? But you might also get the urge to give her back a dose of her medicine by denying taking care of that child, by holding things back and so forth. So it might not be beneficial to you if you are going to the family court. So you keep taking care of your child. Whether the mother is using that child as a weapon against you, you keep taking care of that child. You keep trying to check in with that child, because the courts will ask you, what have you done to try and be a part of your child's life? And I think that is some good advice, man. It really is. And it's so sad that we have to talk about stuff like that. But have you ever, or anybody that you know, had their child used against them in retaliation? Or do you know the person who used the child to punish the other partner or the other parent? Let me know on 079-899-6226.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.